As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. A little website out there you might want to visit. My website, www.vocallocal.org. Of course, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this broadcasting network. My name is William Roberts. And I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially with our guest, Vicki Davis. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can also call in toll-free 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org. The OzarksVoter.info website is still up and available for your use. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. Gold steadies near the $920 mark. Equities in the U.S. dollar trade lower. We'll speak about that briefly in the first segment. We have a very special guest today. It's my privilege and my pleasure to bring on Vicki Davis, a lady that I've known for a long time and respect. We're going to talk about war in the context of everything else, part one, and there are going to be more parts coming, so you'll definitely not want to miss this broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, June the 23rd, out of 2009, out of New York City, active trading, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off its horribly low point yesterday, trading at $922.50. Silver was up a little bit, up a dime at $13.80. Platinum was trading up $6 at $1,166. Palladium off a buck, trading at $232. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. The low was $913. The high was $925.60. At $922.50, gold is right now up $21.40 year to year for a 2.37% return on your investment, so it's still beating the bank. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning set the gold price at $920.25, so we've got a little ways to fall to meet that mark. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 200.72 points yesterday at 83.39. The NASDAQ was off 61 points, trading at 1766. The S&P closed down 28 points. These are all the equities over there, 893. Crude oil up about 50 cents, one of the only bright spots in the day. I guess if you like paying more money at the pumps for gas, it's a bright spot anyway. The U.S. dollar index, trading off 60 basis points at 80.24. The foreign exchange rates reflect that. We have the Canadian dollar trading at 87 cents, the Mexican peso at 8 cents, euro at $1.40, the British pound at $1.64, and the Swiss franc at 93. We'll be back on the other side. Stay right where you are.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, a woman that I've known for many years through telephone and radio and so on and so forth. We've never met. We've never been able to spend any time together eye to eye and notebook to notebook. But I'm certainly very well aware of her work, and I find her work to be impeccable and very, very reliable. Anyway, we've got Vicki Davis along with us this morning on the ride. Vicki, welcome to Become Vocal Local.
Well, thank you, Will. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I know it's early out there. You're out in Idaho, I believe. Is that right, somewhere in that vicinity?
Yeah,
Out there in Idaho. And so, you know, you're dealing with the sleep deficit disorder just like I am. I've got the big bag, the IV bag hooked up. I've got Colombian coffee draining into my veins, so I'll probably be able to suffer through this hour. We've got a long ways to go today. We've got a two-hour broadcast today, and I want to have you come back and join us on Thursday to pick the thread up and take it even further. This audience is certainly used to having a multi-part series. You've done a research for a long time. You've been as a caller like myself on many different broadcasts, calling in and coming in on point, on topic, bringing information that would be useful to the host, and sometimes doing wake-up calls on some of these randy hosts out there that don't do their homework. Give people a little bit of a background about who is Vicki Davis and how you got into this process of of on your website, www.channelingreality.com, you say, documenting America's race to the socialist world governance, and it's just, that's a beautiful phrase. How did you get started in that?
I'm a computer systems analyst programmer, and I spent 20 years designing, writing, doing analysis, and so forth on corporate and government computer systems, big systems, you know, mainframe computers. And after 2000, nobody would respond to my resume anymore. And I thought, well, you know, it must be that so much money was spent on Y2K, they don't have any money. You know, this is the lull after the big push for Y2K. A lot of things happened during that lull, and when the FCC was just about to decide to allow further consolidation of the media, I got serious about, you know, getting on the internet and getting active. And in doing that, I discovered that the reason why I and a lot of other programmers couldn't get jobs, couldn't get contracts anymore, was because of outsourcing. And so because the outsourcing computer systems is a national security risk, you know, I had to start researching that to try and get to the bottom of it. Who made the decision to allow that? Now, why did they do that? You know, why would they make our country vulnerable in that way? And in doing that research, it has taken me on an unbelievable journey of discovery of, you know, what goes on in our government, both, you know, the history of trade policy, automation of government systems, and frankly, the degree of corruption in our federal government. And what a high-level observation is that, you know, Washington, D.C. is, of course, a cesspool, but and everybody seems to be involved in their own little world of corruption with nobody watching the total picture, monitoring the security of the United States. I don't know if I'm saying that very well, Ben.
Yeah, it's coming through real well to me, and I agree with you. Insofar as we can understand this, I use the term often, and I think it's a correct usage, this pluralist society that we've become, where we have an absolute plethora of groups that have been allowed to form throughout our entire globe, all over the United States, certainly, but around the world. And it is all of these various and sundry groups that have become what we could understand as governance, while government has basically just been hung out to dry. And so at every level of government, we've been infiltrated, embedded with all of these various and sundries from groups and think tanks and special interest lobbies and corporations and transnationals and all of the rest of that. And the country, as it is, basically is just wide open to pillage and raping and burning and whatever happens. And some of it may be intentional. A lot of it is just consequential to the natural order of things, the greed of the human being. If you've got a huge jar of cookies, folks, out on the table, and you don't say anything to it, and you've got five children in the room, don't be surprised if you've got an empty cookie jar when you come back, you know. But anyway, let's pick it up with that, Vicki. A good opening. Folks, this is someone that we're talking to today that really understands the system well from the inside out, and certainly from a computing standpoint. Let's go through just a little bit. Talk a little bit about the website, Channeling Reality, channelingreality.com. Folks, you might log on to that while we're on this broadcast and take a look. And for those of you that don't have computer access, you can go to the library and access this as well. It's www.channelingreality.com, spelled just exactly the way it sounds. Talk a little bit about the website and some of the things that you've got on there. It's an incredible list of research.
Well, my website has just about all of the documentation, and it is documentation. I don't pretend to be a journalist, and I don't pretend to be a writer per se, but what I do is that I go gather up documentation. You know, as I'm reading and I figure things out, I gather up the documentation to hopefully show people or to explain what happened in a particular area and what it means to, what it should mean to you. I mean, how it's relevant. And since most of my analysis has been done on computer systems, government computer systems, and a lot of my research is focuses on that and what precipitated the development of this system and how it all ties in together. And because government computer systems are like the heart of at the heart of everything that is wrong with our country. I mean, there are two things. First of all, there's automation, the government computer systems, and then U.S. trade policy.
Okay, let's hold it right there with government policy and trade policy and government computing and all of that. Folks, it's going to get real interesting. Stay right there. We'll be back after this quick 3-minute break.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we're back once again, speaking today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, longtime researcher. Vicki, as we're going into the break, you were talking about the two big troubles that you're seeing, government computing systems and government policy. Let's go ahead and elaborate on that and expand it further.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the nexus between the two is in the financial systems. Beginning in the early 1970s, the banks were among the first commercial entities to put in computer systems. Okay, so they've always been ahead of the game in terms of telecommunications and whatever along those lines. And sometime in the 1970s, during the GATT discussions, it was suggested that they include trade-in services in the trade agreements. And this was basically an initiative by American Express because American Express, of course, they wanted to be able to have the communication systems for their travelers' checks and all of that. And so during the all 1980s, they were negotiating trade-in services. Initially, the services, of course, were just the institutional services, but at some point, they included labor in there. Any job that a person does is a service. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're sweeping a sidewalk or whether, you know, you're a doctor or doesn't matter if it's something that a person does, it's a service, as opposed to manufacturing, you know, where it's a production facility. But I suppose, you know, even a person working on an assembly line, they are performing a service.
Correct. Yes, I think we can all understand that definitely. And this, we've heard about the service economy, and that certainly speaks to this new umbrella or this new heading.
Mm-hmm. Well, a coalition of businessmen formed, and it was included Citigroup, American Express, and one other company I can't think of offhand. But anyway, they were the lobbying impetus behind the inclusion of trade-in services in the GATT agreement that ultimately led to the creation of the WTO. And that plus the decision during that time frame to internationalize our computer systems, because by definition, you know, the financial industries is banking, and so what they had in mind was to set up a global network for the financial systems. Well, in 1994 in Naples, I guess you could call it scope creep, because they started out with one idea and it just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And so in 1994, they decided that they were going to go with, you know, global information society in total. And so, you know, link up all the computer systems of the major developed countries, actually to link up computer systems around the world, and they defined 11 pilot projects for global systems. And of course, the financial industries were the first, but they also included healthcare. Let me see if I can find this list of the 11 pilot systems. The global inventory project, you know, where they're just going to inventory everything. And the systems like the NAIS animal tracking, the census, the parks, you know, and natural resources, they are inventorying. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi even said recently, they're going to inventory everything in the world. Well, at the heart of every computer system, doesn't make any difference what computer system you're talking about, the heart of every computer system is an inventory of the items, the entities that your computer system is going to be working on. And so, and that's the reason why they're doing that. That's why they want all the inventories, is so that, you know, for their global computer systems that are all interoperable and interconnected. Just one big happy family.
So if we can jump in a little bit here and think about this GIS. Now, back in the 70s and the 80s when I was working in the civil engineering business, we were already talking about the GIS, the geographic information systems. At that time, I was working with URS Company, which was or still is the largest multidisciplinary engineering firm in the world. It was at that time an office in Seattle. What we were basically doing was working with utilities, private utilities, various sewer and water districts all around the state of Washington, in the northwestern half especially, and we were creating three-dimensional coordinate geometry on all of the stuff that they had in their infrastructure. So every sanitary sewer manhole, every water meter, every light pole, and all of those sort of things were entered into a database. We were still doing it in those days, Vicki, by the field method of land surveying, where we go out and actually using a transit and chains and whatnot, measure and locate and map out all of this infrastructure database. But at the same time, working in our WERD group, then we also had systems that they were using to create all of the financial infrastructure and organize that too. So it's just basically, folks, the numbering of every grain of sand, every blade of grass, every head of cattle, calf, horse, pig, llama, goat, duck, you know, everything, all of the resources, including the human resources of the planet, into this giant database, this GIS, GPS system, for one purpose, largely, and one purpose alone, which is global governance. And so it's huge. I mean, when Vicki and I first crossed paths, it was back, I think it was 2004, 2005, American Exposé, Republic Broadcasting Network, was just getting started. And both Vicki and I were callers to Chris Gerner's broadcast, and when he decided that things were getting a little too intense for him, and I took the broadcast over for the last couple of months, you know, this dialogue was being had between myself, Michael Shaw, other people out there. Nikki Rapana was working on it. A lot of us have been looking at this for a long time, but what you're describing here is the backstory, if you will, the technical happenings with computing, and we did transfer. I think that Y2K, you're right on that. Y2K was not all about storing up gold and food and things like that. It was for bringing internationally a common computing platform with these new high-speed PCs all connected together, and the beginning of the Internet as we know it today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And what kind of drives me is that a lot of things, a lot of the social disruptions that we're feeling today.
Okay, hold it right there. I didn't glance at the clock in time. I got you started before the break. So let's pick it up on the other side of the break. Folks, stay with us. I hope you're enjoying this broadcast. Listen very carefully.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken over politics before. We can do it again.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back and speaking today with Vicki Davis, a very competent researcher. You might visit her website. It's www.channelingreality.com. Vicki, as we're going into the break, I threw the ball back in your court a little too quick there, but we'd just gone into a little diatribe there about understanding that the Y2K was presented in a much different fashion than what was really happening at the time period. So now we come out of Y2K and we've got this interconnected computer system being built all across the world, certainly to the financial merit and benefit of those that make the computers and those that write the software. But certainly it advances the global cabal's interest, and especially the financial interest, in bringing together internationally basically a seamless web of communication and direction, not only for the foreign exchange market and things like that, but also really for governance. But let's pick it up right about in there someplace and continue.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt that the members of Congress didn't understand the implications of what they were being asked to fund and legislate. As a matter of fact, I seem to recall that during the 1990s, the telecommunications legislation that enabled all of this to happen wasn't really written by the members of Congress because it was too complex, and it was turned over to some committee somewhere, some private entity. I imagine probably the National Science Foundation or the you know, National Science something or other. And so, you know, they were thinking just, oh, it's just computer systems, you know. But my observation as an analyst and programmer is that people don't really have a full appreciation for how important computer systems are to any large organization. You can't run a large organization without your administrative computer systems. There's no glamour, there's very little glory in working on them, but they are essential to any large organization. And what the Congress basically did, you know, during this whole Y2K thing, and I really think that the whole Y2K scare was more for Congress's benefit than for, you know, people in the country. Because what it did is to scare them into approving, you know, well, if you don't fund these projects, if you don't let us fix these systems, you know, the whole world's going to go to hell on a handcart.
And this is something, you know, that we continue to hear today, you know, and we could go all the way back and pick it up with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his state of emergency and powers as great as if there was a war to fight that emergency then. This emergency management idea has continued, and now it's on steroids, but the idea of coming into the Congress with legislation that has been completely crafted by others that didn't really rise from the hue and the cry of the generally dumb public. It comes out of these various and sundry transnational corporations and the various cartels around the world, but they are threatened virtually into compliance, and it makes you wonder why they stay there unless they're getting paid or they're getting some kind of a benefit for all of this corruption, graft, and treason.
Yeah, it really is treason. What they did is they redesigned our government by coming up with a new paradigm. It's a new paradigm in, it's not even government, it's governance, it's privatization of government, because they were told that government employees were too incompetent to design these systems. They had to, you know, contract them out to corporations, and basically they redefined the nature of our government by redesigning the government computer systems. All the computer systems that were developed, you know, from the first computer that was implemented for the census, the programs were designed based on U.S. law, you know, privacy laws, with our whole history and heritage defined in those systems. And when they made the decision to basically redesign our government, which they did because of the G8 decision, those 11 pilot projects that I told you about?
Yes.
One of the pilot projects was government online, e-government. And, of course, e-government allows the connection globally to the global network system. And when you connect up computer systems, any computer systems, whether it's corporation to corporation, government to government, there's always a higher level committee over the top of that system. You no longer have sovereignty of your own of your system, because your system affects their system, so they all have to be in harmony.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Okay, so by agreeing to connect up the systems globally, we lost sovereignty over our laws, basically. Okay, now if you look at the financial meltdown, what happened with those? It's that at that summit, 1990 in Houston, they decided to internationalize our financial system. Well, because computer systems are written with U.S. law in mind, that's the reason why they had to deregulate our banking system, because ultimately they would have to harmonize with the UK, and every country that's hooked into that system has to harmonize their laws, because you can't have an integrated system where this set of laws applies on this side and this set of laws applies on the other side and they don't match up, because then the systems don't work.
Yeah, you know, the computing model doesn't recognize any kind of a boundary. And so if it's running on logic and it's running on software and interconnected software, it doesn't they don't want to have it come in to, let's say, Togo or Lesotho, my two favorite little whipping posts. They don't want to go into those countries and then have to start running the program in a different manner. They want to have it harmonized worldwide. So part of this, invokes Agenda 21 when we talk about the segment on capacity building the interconnectivity, if you will, of education, so that the people all around the world are getting the same dish of cold potatoes served to them in every school, so they're on the same page, all over the planet. So there's all of that. One of the things that we've connected on, I started down this road looking at the international migration and development agenda out of the United Nations at the time that everyone was hollering about our borders being wide open. But in channeling a certain reality there, as long as that United Nations objective is set up so that we have people flowing freely across borders looking for work, going back and forth all over the planet, migrating, it's really migrations of people, like as if we were a bunch of wildebeest or reindeers, for goodness sake, and all we're really supposed to be doing is looking for a green pasture to nibble out of. So if you can plug the computing into that as well, all of these digits, all of these faces, documented, undocumented, legal or illegal, they're all just workers on the global plantation. And in order to facilitate something like that, you need to have in the background a computing system that handles just exactly that.
Right. Well, they went about this international system with the British philosophy of trade everything except weapons, I believe. Which means people. I mean, when they included trade and services in those agreements, they were including people. And they do have a system designed as a trade authority for people. It's called the Guest Worker Program. Okay? And of course, it ties into the education system. And
hey, let's hold it right there. We'll pick up the education system and continue on the other side of this break. Fascinating discussion, folks. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we've returned once again for our last segment in the first hour of today's broadcast. Of course, we're going to be a two-hour broadcast today, Vicki and listeners, and so we're going to continue this discussion right straight through into the second hour. Unfortunately, some of our audience will be leaving at the top of the hour, but always make full use and access the archives of this broadcast. The second hour of this broadcast oftentimes has the real grain, the real kernel, the meat and the potatoes, if you will. So let's pick it up there, Vicki, and conclude on this, on the opening ideas. Now that we're starting to talk about people, talking about people migrating and education, and then we'll start in on this idea that you've got on your website, war in the context of everything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the idea of that is that the decisions that were made, both for U.S. trade policy and for the automation, for the redesign of government, constitute a war on the American people. It's not a shooting war, but it is a war. It's a white-collar war by stealth. And in just as a general principle, the U.S. trade policy was written for the multinational corporations to be for free or for a very low tariff. Well, obviously, what that did was to incentivize the export of our productive capacity. And when they included trade and services in that, it was like shooting a hole in a dam. all of our economic activity is, you know, leaving the country because it's cheaper to produce manufacturing in China. It's cheaper for services to have those jobs in India because they're an English-speaking country. And so, I mean, I knew that our economy was going to crash back in 2003, 2004, in that neighborhood, because what they cut the legs out from under our economy.
Exactly. And for a lot of us, and you've mentioned this yourself, but I've seen it in my own life, for those of us that have specialized knowledge and specialized training, engineering, architecture, design, computing, management of all variety and sundries, I could see back in the late 90s that what was coming out of college wasn't going to be of the caliber that they would actually be able to do this work, and we'd have to be looking elsewhere for the people to fill those jobs. And so that enters us into a context of the brain drain and so on and so forth that you've heard about, folks, where we basically bring in these East Indian scientists and doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, and they're getting the cushy jobs while you know, the poor old Anglos and all of the Americans are getting shoved off to one side. So there's so much involved in all this. You know, on your website where you have the articles that you've sent to me, war in the context of everything else, I'd like to just give the audience your opening paragraph there because it's so telling. She writes, Vicki writes, when somebody is shooting at you, there's no doubt in your mind that your life is at risk, so you take cover, and hopefully you have the means to shoot back. In a war in the context of everything else, or W-I-C-E-E war, the enemy can come at you from all directions in ways limited only by the imagination of the enemy, and because of that, you don't know who they are or how they're coming, and when the war is well underway, before you even realize there is one. So fighting back requires that you meet the enemy on the battlefield of the mind before you can formulate a response strategy. Here on this broadcast, Vicki, I like to say that you know, so often we are completely absorbed in the study of the symptoms. We're so fully absorbed in the study of victims. We hear about symptoms and victims every day. We've raised the level of our understanding of symptoms up to a social science that I call symptomology, the understanding of victims up to the level of victimology. But while we're swept away in this study of symptoms and victims, we lose sight of the fact that we've got this super social disease that is running rampant. It's like a cancer. It's metastasizing in the body politic, not only of the United States, but of all countries. And so when we point our finger at the Zionist or the Catholic or the Jesuit or any of the hundreds of isms, and there's plenty of them, we're not looking at the enemy in the right way, if you will. We're not looking at this disease in the right way. So our fighting back then requires that we meet the enemy on the battlefield of the mind before we can formulate our response strategy. And then you give a little bit from Sun Tzu here. So let's go into this idea of the battlefield of the mind. I think you've got a pretty good foundation laid out for us. This is far bigger than an us versus they, a they and them. Pointing fingers at people doesn't quite do the job. This is a much bigger strategy than that.
That's exactly right, and that's what I was trying to explain earlier when I said that nobody was really looking out for the U.S. interests as a whole. Now, I would have thought that, you know, maybe the CIA would be doing that, but then, of course, you know, they're supposed to be working offshore, not onshore, but that's not true. I mean, I know that's not true.
Exactly.
The FBI is in the crime-fighting business, but who really is in the intelligence business for the interests of the people of the United States? I don't see anybody. In fact, I see the CIA actually working against the interests of the American people.
Sure, some people call them the cocaine importing agency. You know, they have an agenda. They probably are up to their eyeballs right now in Iran. They have a lot of going ons. The second paragraph here in your article says the first move is to do a forensic analysis of all the previous anomalous events that have the potential to have been an unrecognized attack. Where have they hit us? And let's get into some of this this idea that this is a multifaceted, multi-pronged mental battlefield.
Well, let's go right to the big one. We'll go right to 9-1-1. 9-1-1 was a dialectic. I recently found the recommendations, you know, the scorecard of the 9-1-1 Commission's recommendations, you know, how to prevent 9-1-1 from ever happening again.
Sure.
They are all related to the computer systems that have to do with the reinvention of government. Okay, here you go. One of them is establish a unified incident command system. Okay.
All right. So that, folks, we know that exists under FEMA today. It's called NIMS. It's the National Incident Management System.
Right. And globally, it's called Gemini.
Correct.
One of the 11 pilot projects is the Global Emergency Management Information Network Initiative. Okay.
Absolutely.
So another one is critical infrastructure risks and vulnerabilities assessment. What is that at the heart? It's an inventory system.
We can understand that is not the bridges that fell down in Missouri and other places when they're talking about critical infrastructure. It's not necessarily infrastructure the way that the common person might know the term. Critical infrastructure would perhaps be happening at the electronic, but it also has to do with all of the various things that are necessary to continue industrial development.
Right. Well, the internet is infrastructure.
Exactly.
Infrastructure is anything, you know, like you say, it can be electronic. It's anything that's critical to the functioning of the entity, I would define it. Okay, but another one is under transportation security, the National Strategy for Transportation Security. Well, that doesn't just apply to airplanes. In this global system, they have defined a transportation system that is global, including a supply chain management system that, you know, where they theoretically can track freight, you know, from its origin to wherever it's going.
Okay,
you know,
I'm going to interrupt you right there. We've got just a few seconds left in this first hour. I want to be sure and get your website out again for those that are out there listening. We're working right out of a website, folks, that you can go to quickly yourself. It's www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. And we're going to pick this discussion up on the other side of the break and continue for a full hour. So be with us there. Stay where you are, Vicki. We'll all be back together again in just a few moments.
Okay.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Vicki Davis, independent researcher. She has an incredible website that you'll want to visit for sure today. If you can, channelingreality.com. Again, it's www.channelingreality.com. And we're involved in a process or a study today of this idea of war in the context of everything else, bringing in all of the infrastructure, all of the computing, all of the background information that we need to have in our war chest to understand just exactly what's happening on a global scale and what is happening to America. On this, in this particular article, Vicki has written or shown a photograph of Sun Tzu. If you haven't read Sun Tzu's Manual of War, it's really worth your time to get a copy and read it. But Sun Tzu says, all war is deception. And then there's another quote here from him. It says, be extremely subtle, even to the point of formlessness. Be extremely mysterious, even to the point of soundlessness. Thereby, you can be the director of the opponent's fate. And so we have this extremely formless and extremely mysterious and soundless group of directors that are basically directing our fate. And so let's pick it up there in this first segment. We'll have to come back in the in a few moments after the first break, Vicki, and welcome back our other affiliates that are up and away right now at the top of the hour break, so we don't want to put in anything here that's too critical. But let's just go ahead and continue our discussion.
Well, a lot of systems are defined or replaced or whatever because you reach a point where there's something critical will happen or something critical did happen, and so you replace the computer system, the whatever system it is. And I just said that 9/11 was a dialectic, and all of those the recommendations of the 9/11 commission. If you just took the event of 9/11 and it was a surprise and nobody, you know, there was, you know, it truly was a terrorist event by some people over in Afghanistan or whatever, they wouldn't have had all of these items prepared in advance, with, you know, like the Home Scam Security Department, all of that stuff. They wouldn't have had all of these initiatives prepared and ready to go.
That's right.
The fact that they did have it ready to go is a big clue that, you know, what they told us wasn't really true. And during the 1990s, copyright 1998, out of the John F. Kennedy School of Government, there was a report produced by Ashton Carter, John Deutsch and Philip Zelikow. Zelikow was commissioner of the 911, was the director of the 911 commission. They wrote a report called Catastrophic Terrorism, Elements of a National Policy. Now, when you read that report, you know, it's one of those kinds of reports that they could put a disclaimer on saying, well, you know, we were just anticipating. But in fact, Elements of a National Policy, to me, and all the research that I've done, says that they planned on using catastrophic terrorism to implement national policy for the redesign of our government.
Precisely, and I think that not only has it come to pass, folks, but we're living in the aftermath of it. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this brief 3-minute commercial intermission. Stay right where you are.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as many of our affiliates rejoin us in this broadcast. My name is William Roberts. I'm speaking today with Vicki Davis, independent researcher, creator of channelingreality.com. It's www.channelingreality.com. We're talking about a research piece that she's put together, War in the Context of Everything Else, We've been talking about the computing systems. You know, we've got the big beast system. Where is it, Vicky? Over in the Hague or someplace? We've got this idea that this morphing. We've come through a transition where back in the 1700s, the 1770s, and the 1800s, we thought about the three estates, nobility, clergy, and the proletariat. Then we thought about the fourth estate bringing in publicity or the media. We've got a fifth and perhaps even a sixth estate operative today in this administrative branch of government. And then the high technology, the cyber technology, the hive mind, the computer behind it all. So let's pick it up there and just continue this discussion.
All right. Well, one other event that I wanted to mention, because it's really so very obvious, was the Minnesota Bridge collapse. Okay, it wasn't collapsed, it was blown. A couple of weeks before that event, the Minnesota legislature was asked to vote on a $5 billion transportation package. And that section, of course, of highway, or that bridge, is in the transcontinental corridor that's part of this national transportation strategy.
Sure, the NASCO corridor, the Trans-Texas corridor. We covered that the other day. Good, I'm glad you brought that in.
Yeah, and the Minnesota legislature said no. You know, we're not going to spend that kind of money. We're not going to obligate our citizens to that kind of money. Huh, coincidentally, a couple weeks later, the bridge allegedly collapses. That's too much of a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences anymore, by the way. After doing this study, I don't think there's any such thing as a coincidence.
Nothing happens by chance in this country.
Nope. Okay, and those big, big forest fires, you remember those a couple years ago? And then all of a sudden, they just stopped. No more big forest fires. And I really haven't researched to find out what legislation was passed what was behind that, but they just magically stopped. And if you remember, there was a forest ranger that was caught, actually several people caught, setting fires.
Exactly.
And one of them in Colorado was a forest ranger who said she was mad at her boyfriend, so she set a forest on fire. I mean, you know,
well,
really.
Unfortunately, that sort of stuff has happened in the past. I remember back in the 70s, living in Washington, the state of Washington, you know, firefighters make a life, some of them work in the fishing industry at one time of the year, and then they work as forest fire, work with the Bureau of Land Management and others in the summer times, in the hot seasons. When they're out of work, you know, it's not completely beyond belief or unthinkable that they would set fires, and oftentimes they do. So there is that aspect of it, but I think that there's a much bigger agenda when we look at the forest principles in Agenda 21 and understand that changing our relationship with the land is critical, and driving people off of and making them frightened to live in rural and wilderness areas is just part of this process of herding us all into these sustainable communities. But going back to this, the 9/11 and the collapse of the bridge, the infrastructure, you know, that trickles down all across America. Here in Southwest Missouri, a very rural area, we've had our county commissioners going out and they're raiding the bridges and they're checking all of the infrastructure. It's basically getting in line for the gravy train coming down from the feds throughout the international community as we go into this redevelopment process. But this idea that you have laid out is so fascinating in this war in the context of everything else. You're naming names and you're pointing out to the reader a lot of very important things that I hadn't seen before. You know, I really like the way that you do it. So many places you can go and you can get a belly full and a mind full of doubt and fear and worry and hysteria and everything like that. But you take a more steady approach to it, which is, I find, refreshing and very useful.
I think my training is that if you're going to try to solve a problem, you've got to find the source of the problem. If you don't find the source of the problem, then all you're doing is addressing symptoms, and you might just, you know, in addressing symptoms, you might exacerbate the problem.
Exactly.
And then you just have a compounding effect. It's with the problem. So that's my training. That's my instinct, is to find the source, and that's why I trace back to the in various areas and various papers that I've written. I've traced back to the 1970s. I've gone clear back to 1947. You know, with the what I call the National Subversive Security Act of 1947, because that's when they set up the security state, and I believe that the infrastructure, the organizational structure that they set up in 1947, they are the shadow government, as far as I can tell.
Well, definitely, FEMA plays largely in that. You know, before FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, became what they are in this country, we had the Department of Civil Defense, and they were the ones that were scaring the bejeebers out of everybody that the Russians were coming and they were going to be dropping atomic bombs on the cities of America, so everybody was building bomb shelters in their basements. And then before that, of course, we had urban renewal was pretty standard. You know, and before that, just the list just keeps on going back into the most remote of times. But we've changed things around, and we're moving into this new dialectic, as you call it. One of the things that you've started out here in this article, you talk about supply side and economics equaling corporatism. Maybe we should pick up the monetary thread and start bringing that forward.
Well, and that goes to the trade policy that I was talking about earlier. You know, they were trying to create an environment, you know, for U.S. multinational corporations to be able to invest in foreign countries. And so they turned our economic, our domestic economic policy into foreign policy, by definition, with the trade agreements that they've signed. And since trade policy is international, that's what gave the power to this basically hidden apparatus, the national security state. That's what gave them the power to make war on the American people.
All right, we'll pick it up right there, folks. I think we can all understand we're at war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
There's no reason to be depressed today. We've taken over politics before. We can do it again. And
we're back once again speaking with Vicki Davis. We're unwinding some of this Gordian knot that seems to have us all balled up here, trying to get to some of the understanding of what's really driving these various and sundry folks and fellow out there that seem to think that they can rule the world. Fascism should rightly be called corporatism, as it is a merger of state and corporate power. A quote from Benito Mussolini here in this article. When we look at the power of government, the coercive ability of government, and when we combine that with the wealth of corporations, we have ourselves a real problem, because the established two-party political system, which we have in this country and around the world, the multi-party systems are no better. They don't fare any better in all of this. But with the established two-party political system that we have, all of the congressmen, yesterday I read a long list from an email that you'd sent me, Vicki, of the various influences, the financial contributions made by all of the corporations through their lobbyists. So we're really dealing with, and you have it in your article here, this fraud of free trade as opposed to free markets. Let's talk a little bit about this free trade that you have here, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Commission, and just kind of pick up the thread in that area somewhere.
Okay, well, first of all, we should understand that the term free trade means something different than the simple meaning of the word. It's like sustainable development. Sustainable development means something beyond the simple meaning of the words. But they don't, when politicians and business leaders, when they talk about free trade, they let you assume that you know what they're talking about.
Right. One of the things that I've shared in the past, something that I brought out with Michael Shaw at pretty lengthy, my studies and research into August Comte and his system of positive philosophy, positive polity, and his positive religion, but then it was picked up with this bunch, the logical positivists, Rudolf Carnap and others. And what they basically did, folks, is that they looked at the world in a three-dimensional system. Actually, it's a five-senses worldview, where they're locked in the box of the physical body, where everything has to be material. There are no absolutes in the world. Everything is relative, the theory of relativity being newly on the scene at the same time. But what they were basically doing was they used words as symbols in a language game. And if you wanted to know what the symbols actually meant, you had to have access to their meta language. A meta language is a language about language. And so when you're listening to the news, or when you're in school, or you're in a public meeting someplace, you're becoming vocal local and your county commissioner or your school board, there is a meta language that's running along that you have no clue of unless you've researched it out, which is what Vicki has done here. And so what someone says is not necessarily what they meant. It's not necessarily what they thought. It may not have been what they wrote. It just simply what they said. And so you can go to Donald Rumsfeld and the real popular clip there that, or Bill Clinton, we can start with him. It all depends on what is. And then Donald Rumsfeld said there are the things that we know, and then the things that we don't know, and then the known knowns, and they're the unknown knowns, and then the list just goes on. Now, of course, all the talking heads and bobbleheads twittered and laughed, but it's a very serious statement because it points to this meta language that's running behind the scenes. Go ahead. I didn't mean to jump in there with that.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did, because that was a really good explanation. And if you understand nothing else, the one thing that you should understand is that they are using language as a weapon, and a weapon and a tool of manipulation. And so while they're talking about free trade and they're giving you the image of sailing ships, you know, bringing teas and spices from the Far East, you know, the Orient, that's not what they're talking about at all. They're talking about setting up an investment environment for the multinational corporations that ultimately, when you examine these agreements, what you find out is that they are actually waging war on our domestic economy in a circular fashion. You know, by getting incentives from multinational corporations to relocate in foreign countries, to re-import back into this country, they've lowered the production costs enough in the foreign country that when they re-import those goods, they put domestic producers out of business. And all of the job loss that we've experienced is a result of this unfair competition from what used to be American corporations re-importing back in what is actually an attack on our domestic economy.
And so it wasn't really unique with him, but when John Dee was setting up his oil business, he was known for his absolute loathing and despising and detesting of any forms of competition. And so we can take this to a viral scale and spread it through all of the various corporations. I can find things, if we correctly define capitalism, that I love about capitalism, but at the same time, I can find much to dislike about monopoly capitalism and this kind of corporatism that we have going on today. So free trade is not necessarily free. It is a fraud. And when we think about Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations and the classical economists, the physiocrats and all the rest that were going on at the time, the early philosophical radicals, they were always talking about what you can produce cheaper and as opposed to what is dearer. And when we go and take all of our manufacturers in this country and lay them under the blanket of the Environmental Protection Agency and all of the various rules and regulations, all the snoop and poopers that we have out making it life difficult, miserable, and extremely expensive to do business on our shores. If we can take that to another country in a developing nation in a humanitarian and altruistic way and then import those products back without any trade barriers, without any tariffs, we have not only just cut our own throats, but we've sawed our whole system off at the ankles.
That's exactly right. And I go ballistic every time I hear anybody talking about free trade, you know, and how great free trade is for our country and what benefits are. There are no benefits at all. As a matter of fact, it's a stab in our economic jugular is what free trade was. And it benefited the multinational corporations. It benefited the politicians that got campaign donations from these corporations that are making all kinds of money. But on the issue of competition, what you just said, that guy, whoever that was, that didn't want to compete, Jack Welch also, you know, he was the former CEO of GE. He also said, he says, if I don't have an advantage, I don't compete. But yet, we are told, you know, American citizens are told by those whores in Washington, D.C., that we have to compete with China, with
right.
Communist China. What this global system has done is that It's allowing these multinational corporations to aggregate to where they have no competition. So the competition that they are talking about, our politicians are talking about, is you as the gladiator worker competing against the gladiator worker over in communist China. And in economics always, you know, seeks a balance, but there will never, ever be a time when we will have an equilibrium in wages between us and communist China.
Well, it really speaks towards coming down, you know, from the level. It's not like bringing up the standard of living around the world. I like to use the analogy of trying to bring up all of the world to the level of Wally and June Cleaver living in their three-bedroom Rambler in a suburb of America. Folks, that can't happen. We'll be back right after this break. Vicki, stay right there, folks. We will return in a minute.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are joined today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're talking about a lot of important information that you probably haven't heard before or really do need to know. And as we're going into the break, Vicki, I was using my favorite analogy about, this idea of raising the standard of living of all of the people on the planet up to the level of a Wally and June Cleaver with their three-bedroom Rambler in the suburb of America with a 57 Chevrolet on a paved driveway out front in front of their two-car garage. But, you know, that's not the agenda. What's really what we're looking at is bringing the people of the United States down to the level of a third-world nation, bringing us down to the level of a Bolivian peasant. Over the weekend, I reviewed a DVD that I've had for a while called Future of Food, and was struck in that DVD there about the distinction between, on the one hand, the plight of the U.S. farmers, where they're showing these enormous, colossal John Deere's and International Harvester tractors out working wheat fields and planting corn and aerial spraying and things like that with helicopters and airplanes. And then they were doing segues down to Mexico, where the farmer is working behind a team of oxen pulling a single bottom plow, and drawing the, you know, this idea that they have a better way of farming or agriculture there that's unlike the Monsanto beast system that we have here. But it reminds me of a introductory piece in the Agenda 21, where they say that in this new Agenda 21, the new 21st century paradigm, it's going to be not about having more, but being more. So we can understand beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're coming down to something that is going to be completely unusual to the way of life. But pick it up there, Vicki, and let's talk a little bit more about that.
All right. I just have to say something. I hate those people. I hate people that say things like that. It's not about having more. It's about being more. That's part of the whole human development agenda, which is part of the deception, you know, that they had the idea that people will be free, you know, with this e-governance structure, and they can choose careers where they will find fulfillment. And that's where you get into all of the social engineers that have been unleashed on the American people by stealth in your community to re-engineer your way of life. And
let's talk about that huge chart that you've got here in this article about the education system. I mean, the way that you've got it shown there, whoever it was that created that chart, it really shows you the mind trap, the mind forged manacles that we've come into with this idea of school to work and the lifelong learning and that whole dynamic, where the idea of it's not about having more but being more. Let's talk about that and the various players that are behind it.
Well, I'm not sure which chart. Which one are you talking about?
Well, it was a chart that showed all of the various complex directions that the new educational program had. I'm trying to scroll down. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
It's below it's towards the end. I think these are such long articles that I've decided not to print them out, because if I printed them out, it would have cost me $100, you know, but let's see if I can scroll down and see if I can find that guy. Oh, I went through all the NIMS centers. It must be in part two. Let's click over to part two and just scan that one.
Yeah. It probably had to do with William Brock, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that guy. Ooh.
On the Duplain website, profile of William Brock is not quite so complete. I found another profile on Forbes, etc., and it's in that vicinity where this puke was coming up with this new system of education that is an absolute nightmare. But unfortunately, it's the one we have, National Center on Education Statistics and that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's in the education system that is the tell between the intent of the U.S. trade policy and the fact that they knew what was going to happen to our economy. They started planning for the decimation of our economy in the education system. So if you look at what they have done with the education system, There's no way that they can deny the fact that they knew what was going to happen to our economy with this trade policy that was intended for the benefit of the multinational corporations.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that it is a war on the American people, in a war in the context of everything else.
And it's a mental war, and it's a war that that we on in talk radio with the independent research community, we have to deal with on a daily basis. When I'm out and about becoming vocal local, I'm having to deal with this as well, because the people that are now on the school board, graduated here from the local high schools, went to a Missouri college or an Arkansas college, and they came back, they feel like they've got the keys to the world. You know, when somebody tells me they have a master's degree in education, I just want to put my arms around them, you know, and say, well, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry. I feel your pain, honey, you know, because I know that you're inside of this enormous box, you know. But at the same time, these are the people that then come back and they run the school board, and they're the ones that are teaching classes in the school, and all they're doing is perpetuating the fraud. So we can go back to John Dewey, the pragmatist, and things like that, and bring it forward, Alan Bloom. But I have in my library textbooks that go back a long ways. I've got the Kansas Fifth Readers and things like that, you know, the old Horn books and so on. And I can see that between that and the modern textbooks, and I share textbooks on the air. I'm not afraid to do that at all here, college textbooks. Books at any time, but you can see this deception creating this new mental understanding of the world that we live in and the history of the world that is 180 degrees out from the way things really happened. You know, you would think for sure that Newton was sitting under the tree and an apple flew up off the ground and attached it, and that was how he came up with the laws of gravity, and that's just not the case, you know. So with this National Center on Education, what really bothers me is this idea of school to work, because you've got the children over in India, you've got the children in China, and elsewhere around the world, South America as well, and they are basically being given the education that we gave to our children from, say, 1860s to the 1900s. They're moving into their industrial revolution, and we're in this post-industrial revolution, high-tech thing, where we're supposed to feel as though we have to pay $200,000, $300,000 for our education, but when we come out, no jobs.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's like you were saying that our students really aren't prepared for work anyway, you know, that after they come out of school. They really haven't learned anything. Well, that's all by design. And if, of course, Charlotte Isherwood is the expert on the deliberate dumbing down of America. But in my investigations, my analysis of the government computer systems, the education system is one of the first that they redesigned for this new paradigm. And It's really pretty huge, but basically the system is being designed for a fully planned economy.
Yes.
And they intend to be able to project how many plumbers are going to be needed, how many HVAC people are going to be needed, how many nurses' aides are going to be needed, and they will steer children towards those vocations, and it is a conversion to the Soviet or German style polytechnical education, where the children will choose their career path, it depends on the state, you know, whatever decision they made, either in the sixth grade, the ninth grade, or the tenth grade.
And it was one of the things that frightens me right now. Well, it doesn't frighten me. I'm not afraid of this stuff. I'm aware of this stuff, and it irritates me. It annoys me. It makes me furious. But one of the things that I'm noticing everywhere, especially here in Southwest Missouri, you'd think that there would be work here, but there isn't for average people. But one of the things that I'm seeing in all of this, and especially in these articles that you've written, is the idea that there are two primary work paths, and we can see this in the legislation coming out of the Barry the Usurper's administration, where we have, on one hand, the medical profession, and on the other hand, the education profession, and sometimes there's a third branch there, the government system. And so you'll choose to work in medical, or you'll choose to work in education, or you'll actually work for the government and become a babushka. We'll pick that spread up on the other side, folks, and be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we have returned, and once again, audience, the website for Vicki Davis is www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. So much information on that website. You can go and spend hours and just while away the day. Lots of very good research there and good writing as well. As we were going into the break, I was talking a little bit about this new paradigm that we seem to be in. There are going to be three primary choices. One of them is medical professions, and so we can see that this new trillions and trillions, you know, served idea that Barry the Usurper and the boys are hatching up on this socialist medical system. The second, of course, is the education system, what a goat rope that is, from K to 30, to endless. It's just continuous lifelong learning. So you're always being propagandized. You're always getting a full meal deal there from the globalists in that regard. And then government. and I believe it was either Al Gore or William Jefferson Clinton, when they were reinventing government, they said the government in the future would be the employer of choice and that they would have the best pay and they would recruit the best and brightest minds. Well, we know that basically means that they have a home for all of the lawyers and all of the carpetbaggers and all of the filchers and the robbers and the rapers and so on. So we've got this horrible conglomeration here with medical, school education, public education, and government. And then, of course, everyone's going to have to go up and get their master's in business administration if they hope to make even minimum wage. So we're in a real pickle, Vicki.
Yes, we are. And the education system, they did a big redesign on that. And what they did is they looked at children and they said, well, you know, they are the supply to the workforce. You know, that is our supply chain to the workforce. And so, you know, when you combine that view of children plus the what they've done to our economy, What you find is that they designed a system that serves business interests. Only it's the business interests that are in the local community, and this is another method of attack on small businesses within a community. Okay, and let me explain to you how they did this. They defined, since they were going to a vocational system, what they've done is to define economic development zones. And in the economic development zones, those businesses that reside within the economic development zone receive tax benefits for residing within the zone. And, of course, you know, the ability to reside within the zone is by invitation. So what happened in Minnesota is that they defined one of these economic zones, and there were two cement companies, one inside the zone and one outside the zone. And the guy that was outside the zone had been in business for, you know, I don't know, over 20 years or so. And but he was, of course, underbid by the guy that was in the zone,
and we're seeing that even here in local Southwest Missouri, in the implementation of the national building codes, the international building codes, where there's discussion at the city council level to create a master list of those workmen who have received adequate training and understand how to utilize these codes. And so this would be another ideal opportunity to create this regionalized or localism process in working inside of the various cities. If you're outside of the zone, give it up. If you're inside the zone, that's fine, but you only come in by invitation. That's very telling.
Right. And how those zones relate to the education system is that the employers within those zones have a special relationship with the education system in that area. And children that are going to school in that area will do their vocational training in those zones. So they get a double benefit, you know, businesses in that area, they get a double benefit there,
yeah.
You know.
One of the things we've got going on here is these workforce centers, these training centers, just completely in line with what you're talking about, where the local businesses help to define what is going to go on inside of these workforce zones, I guess, workforce places. The state senators have brought in the grants and aid to construct them. And so we have this kind of closed loop because we have things like George's Chicken Plant and Tyson's down here and Lazy Boy Manufacturing and all of that. You know, you can learn how to staple upholstery. By golly, you could even learn how to pluck chickens. You could learn how to freeze chickens. You could work on piping systems and things like that. And so The educational system would be teaching welding and stainless steel welding and things like that that would help these various manufacturers do their job. The wood shop would be teaching how to work with oak and other things like that to rough out the frames for these chairs and couches and things. So you could see that it's a closed loop beyond a doubt.
Yeah, and it's free labor for the employers, actually.
Absolutely.
There was a story in the Arizona Republic about a vocational program within the school at one of their schools in Phoenix. And there was a picture of a kid, a teenage boy, working in a tire shop. I mean, here's this kid, you know, learning how to change tires. Big deal. I mean, is that what we had in mind for education? I don't think so. You know, when I was a kid, we did those kind of jobs in the summertime, you know, for extra money. But now they're calling it vocational training, and the kids do it for free.
That's right.
And in the future, everybody is going to have a certificate, a certificate of what they know. And the reason for the certificates is because in the computer system that has your records, a certificate is a yes-no indicator. Do you have the certificate or do you not? And so when an employer will do a search of America's Talent Bank, which I haven't really talked about that too much yet, but
that's an interesting part on this website as well.
Yeah, America's Job Bank and America's Talent Bank. But that's why it's important to look at the design of the entire structure of how they have these systems designed, because it's all integrated. It's all one big planned economy and system.
Well, so let's take a sidebar there. We're wrapped about ready to run out of the broadcast. We got about 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. So before we do, once again, I'm going to give your contact out, Vicki. It's Vicki Davis. Her website is www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. And Vicki has graciously agreed to come back early morning Thursday, and we're going to do another 2 hours of this because we haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, we haven't even gotten through part one of this war in the context of everything else, by no means. But we really are looking at a much bigger picture. When I come on the broadcast each day, Vicki, you know, it would be so easy for me to jump on the Zionist bandwagon. It'd be so easy for me to jump on the Jesuits and the Jews and the guy who wears the fish hat and all of that. But this is so much bigger than that. As we've continued to do our research and studied into it, this is a huge picture. This is a huge tent. It's the big tent theory. There's something in it for just about everybody. In sustainable development and Agenda 21, this system was designed for everybody. But one of the things that I'm hearing in what we're talking about today is that this is not the equality of opportunity is no longer in this system. The corporations that are out there today, Monsanto, Pfizer, all the big pharmas, Carlyle Group and others, all of the big environmental and developmental concerns, they're the players on the field. They don't like competition. Do you see room for new people coming along, or are we going to be dealing with Microsoft and Macintosh until we puke?
Yes. it's like, you know, it goes back to what I said before. The large corporations will not be competing with anybody. The competition will be at the bottom level. And it wasn't just me saying this. There was a guy named George Gerdau who spoke at a trade conference that was sponsored by the Competitiveness Enterprise Institute, and that's what he said.
Well,
he
we'll have to stop there. We're going to pick it up again on Thursday, folks. I hope you'll be with us then. And Vicki, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Will.
All right, bye for now, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.